It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hinsbergen, content manager for the WEKU stations. A visitor to the WEKU website using the alias Solo Boy wrote in response to Sherry Lawson's story that aired Friday, Ark Encounters First Year, A Slow Voyage for Williamstown. He writes, any reason why Sherry Lawson neglected to mention that Elmer's General Store is located 2 miles away on the other side of Interstate 75. Anyone bothering to look at a Google map of the area can see what the problem is regarding businesses in Williamstown and Ark Encounter. Gee, you might as well have titled this article, Ark Encounter's First Year, A Slow Voyage for San Francisco and Chicago. Fake news, nothing to see here. Here's a note that's been sitting in the inbox for a couple of weeks from Johnny Mack in Lexington. He said, I heard yesterday's scorching listener feedback comment blasting WEKU and NPR for liberal news bias. If that respondent is correct, then I, a longtime WEKU supporter and military veteran of two wars, must be some kind of left-wing nut. The reporting I hear on your station, both local and network, generally aligns with my worldview and social sensibilities, which obviously diverge from those of your disgruntled listener. We're fortunate that our nation's free marketplace of ideas offers many divergent perspectives to consider as we try to make sense of the news. Your disaffected former supporter has the freedom to choose, as have many of my conservative friends and relatives, to consume alt-news programming that reinforces his or her framework of American values. I just hope that in the coming years, this country's liberals and conservatives, good Americans all, can learn to become more tolerant of each other's convictions, and that corrosive, narrow-minded argument will yield to constructive civil discourse like that I hear on WEKU's excellent program, Eastern Standard. We're glad to hear from you. Write to us at any time. WEKU at EKU.edu. Post on Facebook, send a tweet, or leave a voice message, 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next week for listener feedback on WEKU.